Hi, good afternoon, everyone. thank you for all the hardy public health lovers who have come out for the 12:30 session on the last day. My background, as was mentioned, is in applied social psychology. So there's a theory in social psychology called the recency effect, which actually says that this panel is the only presentation panel in the past 4 days that you will remember from this whole conference. So I will try and do justice and make it a fun plane ride back for you all. So the name of my presentation is Changes in State Health Agency Priorities from 2010 to 2012. I'd like to recognize my co-authors, Allison Mendoza-Walters, Katie Sellers, Jim Pearsall, and Paul Jarris, all from ASTO, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. We have no financial relationships to disclose. Some of us are in other relationships, but not financial. So to give you a little bit of background, state health agencies, they play an integral role in protecting and promoting the overall health of Americans in our larger public health system. State health officials, that is the commissioners and leaders of all of the state health departments and their staff, must prioritize the many goals that they have for improving the public's health. Understanding how state health agencies' priorities may change over time can improve our understanding of shifts and programs and services. So we may better understand, as we see what kinds of shifts there have been, why certain programs may be going strong and why others may be on their way out. So the objective of the current study is to examine the extent to which state health agency, and I have that Shaw, what's the word I'm looking for? abbreviation throughout the presentation a lot, so you'll get used to it, hopefully. So I'm looking at the extent to which state health agency priorities changed or remain the same from 2010 to 2012 and factors that may be associated with these changes. So I first want to give you a bit of an overview of ASTO's profile survey. For those of you who are unfamiliar, it's a series of surveys that began in 2007, and they occur every 2 to 3 years, collecting a variety of information on state, territorial, and freely associated state public health agencies. This web-based survey, with more than 300 questions, is sent to senior deputies in state health agencies in the 50 states, D.C., and 8 territories and freely associated states. It's not just the senior deputies who fill it out. We actually have recommendations for each section of the survey of who would be the most appropriate person from the state health department to fill it out. So these sections that I mentioned cover public health agency activities, agency structure, governance and priorities, workforce, finance, planning and quality improvement, and health information management. So the 2010 profile survey achieved a response rate of 100% among 50 states and D.C., and a 90% response rate overall when we factored in the territories. Our 2012 profile survey achieved a response rate of 96% among 50 states and D.C., and 92% overall. So this time we actually had more territories and freely associated states respond, which is nice to see, and we're going to be working on making a report just on their data. Unfortunately, we could not get 100% of states to respond, but we tried our very hardest. So to talk about some of the measures used in this study, one is the top five priorities. So this was an open-ended, one of the few open-ended questions on the survey, which asked, what are the top five priorities for your state, territorial, public health agency for the current fiscal year? So some sample responses included to improve outcomes and reduce health disparities, healthcare-acquired infections, improve quality and availability of data, continued work in tobacco control and obesity prevention, and support successful implementation of health reform. So you can see that they kind of range on a variety of topics, and that was essentially about the length of the responses that we got. So it gives us just kind of a snapshot of what some of their main goals are. So to code these state health agency priorities, we had two coders independently categorize each of the top five state health agency priorities. We had them first do a sample of 10 states. Into one of 13 categories using the finance category definitions in the profile survey. Now, you may be wondering why we use the finance category scheme, but essentially I did a project last year that I presented at APHA where I was looking at the relationship between state health agency priorities in chronic disease and spending in chronic disease. So for that reason, we stayed consistent and kept using the expenditure categories this time around. So you can see here the list of expenditure categories: administration, all hazards preparedness and response, chronic disease, environmental protection, health data, health lab, improving consumer health, infectious disease, injury prevention, quality of health services, vital stats, WIC, and other. So we calculated an initial inter-rater reliability on the 10 sample states and had a kappa of 0.673 for 2010 and 0.745 for 2012. Next, we went over discrepancies between the coders, and they were resolved by myself and Katie Sellers. We decided two of the main things that emerged were issues with priorities that cross-cut two or more categories. So those we categorized into other, because we didn't want to really choose for the state, which was their primary concern. And we also clarified the difference between improving consumer health, which focuses on clinical services, and quality of health services, which focuses on inspection and regulation. So there had been a little bit of confusion in the coding over which was which. So after we clarified these differences for the initial sample, the coders independently coded the remainder of the data, and we calculated the inter-rater reliability for the entire sample of 50 states in DC. We had a cap of 0.764 for 2010 and 0.825 for 2012. So we felt those were sufficient to keep going and start analyzing our data. So another measure, as I mentioned, I wanted to look at factors that may affect whether or not priorities have shifted. And one thing that came to the top of the list to me was changes in leadership and how that might change priorities. So we looked at a couple of variables. One is the change in governor. So this was a binary variable indicating whether or not the governor of each state changed with the November 2010 elections. We chose that because there were elections in 36 states, so it seemed like a good year to pick in terms of changes. We also looked at change in governor party, which is whether or not the party of the governor in each state changed with the election. And finally, we looked at changes in state health official, a binary variable of whether or not the state health official had changed since the November 2010 elections. So I thought it would be fun to create some word clouds. And of course, all you can really see is health. I actually think what I'd like to do, and if any of you are interested, I hope you'll contact me. I'd like to kind of find and replace the instances of health and public with, like, missing, so that way I can see what other things emerge as kind of larger once those are taken out. So that's something that I'm looking to do but didn't have time to do before this. So if anyone's interested in that, I'd be happy to send you over once I'm able to do that. So these are the 2010 word clouds. And these are the 2012 word clouds, and the main difference seems to be the colors. But there are some slight differences in terms of what the priorities are, but there aren't too many that really jump out to me. I think I had been expecting more that there would be there would be more themes that would be big changes between 2010 and 2012, and I was kind of surprised to see how similar they were. So next, what we looked at is we looked at the priorities by category. So we counted the number of mentions that each priority had by category. So for example, administration in 2010 was mentioned 77 times. So you may be wondering why this is larger than the number of states that there are in the U.S., and that is because some states mentioned administration priorities more than once, since they mentioned five priorities. What I thought was interesting here, you can see the top three are administration, chronic disease, and other. And just to give you a little background, administration includes things like funding issues and health reform. So that is, I think, a big percentage of what that administration is. It also infrastructure, workforce type issues. The other category includes cross-cutting issues like health disparities, integration of primary care and public health. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of what those categories really mean. One thing I thought was interesting is that for the most part, there wasn't a change in the order of the frequency with which these priorities were mentioned from 2010 to 2012, so it really seemed consistent over time in terms of how frequently priorities were mentioned. So we then calculated a variable looking at the number of state health agency priorities that had changed. So this was between 0 and 5. Interestingly, no state had all 5 priorities categories change from 2010 to 2012. I thought there might be some cool geographic trends here, but I don't really see any. I like making maps, but but really, I think it just kind of varies by state in terms of what's going on. You can see here that most states changed about 2 priorities. I then decided to make a map of state health agency leadership changes. So on this map, we have 2 different kinds of legends here. We have whether or not the shading shows whether or not there was a change in state health officials from November 2010 forward, with the darker shading showing that there was a change. And you can see it's 2-to-1 in terms of how many states had state health officials change since 2010. So I thought it was a really striking number that 32 states have had changes since November 2010 in their state health official. I also decided to do the font coloring of the states by election results in terms of whether or not in a Democratic or Republican governor had been elected, or whether there was not an election in that state or no change in status. And really, once again, I think the most striking thing to me was about how many state health officials had changed, but I didn't find anything particularly noteworthy in terms of patterns in the changes in government leadership. So we ran some independent samples, t-tests, and some chi-squareds to look at the relationship between some of these variables. A change in governor was not associated with a change in the state health official. However, a change in governor party was associated with a change in state health official, as you might imagine, out with the old and with the new. What I was surprised about is that the number of priorities changed was not associated with change in governor party, or change in state health official. So none of those relationships were significant. So to summarize these findings, on average, about 2 of every 5 state health agencies' top 5 priorities have changed categories from 2010 to 2012. 2 of the 3 most frequently mentioned categories in 2010 and 2012 were administration and other, reflecting the trend towards cross-cutting programs in public health. So as I mentioned, a lot of these things were things like funding and health disparities, and I think there really is a movement towards kind of moving away from silos and a focus on cross-cutting issues. Contrary to expectations, the change in governor, change in governor's party, and change in state health official were not significantly associated with change in priorities from 2010 to 2012. However, the correlation between change in state health official and the number of priorities changed was approaching significance with a p-value of 0.063. Now, I kind of hate the term approaching significance because you're just as close to approaching not significance, but but I do think that it's noteworthy that it was pretty close. So in terms of potential explanations or implications, so one thing the data suggests is that priorities haven't changed that much from 2010 to 2012. The major issues facing public health in 2010 and 2012 may be fairly similar, resulting in similar goals. It also looks like state health agencies are able to maintain the same goals even while undergoing many changes in leadership. So I thought that that was a particularly interesting thing to see. And I have some possible ideas why that might be, but I thought it was still something noteworthy. Alternatively, while some categories of priorities may have been mentioned a similar number of times in 2010 and 2012, a drill down of those categories, especially administration and other, may show a change in focus within that category over time. So for example, in the administration category, there may be more priorities that were focused on accreditation in 2012 than there were in 2010. So that's something that we need to look at further to see a more detailed assessment of how the actual content of the priorities has shifted rather than just the categorization. So a couple of limitations and directions for future research. So one thing is our inter-reader reliability could be stronger. I think it really was sufficient to keep going, but you always like to see high numbers for inter-reader reliability. I think part of the difficulty was these expenditure categories, but we did, I think, due diligence in doing sample coding and going through discrepancies, resolving them, and going through coding, and I was happy with our final kappa, but of course it could always be stronger. One thing, as I touched on before, is that the expenditure categories used for priority coding were chosen for consistency with a previous project. And I think a different categorization scheme may have yielded different results. So I think, you know, sometimes you do things for convenience sake, as we already had the priorities coded from 2010. So I do think that doing a different methodology for choosing how to categorize these priorities may yield stronger results if you use like a constant comparative method or other ways to code the priorities. So for directions in future research, one thing I'd be interested in is examining the reasons why state health agencies may choose to change priorities or keep priorities the same from year to year. So as a psychologist by training, I'm always interested in the why, and most of what I do is the what, but I am interested in learning more about why it is that some states are choosing to change priorities while others keep them the same. The other thing that is a strong interest of mine is to explore the link between changes in state health agency priorities, changes in state health agency budgets, and related health outcomes. So I think there's always a push in PHSSR research to look at health outcomes, which is difficult to do, you know, but if I'm doing some aspirational thinking, what I'd like to do is look at the changes in priorities, look at how the budgets have changed, or stayed the same, which obviously has an effect on the ability to make these changes, and then look at health-related outcomes. So I wanted to thank Aditya Pava and Kyle Bogart, who's in the audience, for coding, and JP Leiter for her consultation on some statistical methods. I also want to acknowledge the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for funding this project. And finally, I have my contact information here. The 2010 ASTO profile is available online on our website. The 2012 profile is due out in 2014, so mark your calendars. And if anyone's interested in using ASTO's profile data, you can come see me after the presentation or go on our website, asto.org/research, and there's instructions for how to fill out a data use agreement. Thank you.